God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
These nine manifestations or gifts of the Spirit are the ways the Holy Spirit moves and manifests Himself. So when He's saying desire and covet earnestly the gifts of the Spirit, He's talking about desiring the Holy Spirit, desiring to be full of the Spirit, desiring the Holy Spirit to be active in your life. Let's go back to the 12th chapter, remind ourselves of the ways He moves. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Does the Lord want us to know about these? Yes, He does. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. And no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to who?
Every man.
Who?
Every man.
Just a few?
Yes, sir.
No. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. How many believers should expect to have manifestations of the Holy Spirit?
All of them.
How many?
All.
Well, see, He mentions the different nine manifestations of the Spirit immediately following this phrase. So He's talking about these things. Should you expect these next things we're about to read to be happening in your life?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Now, He tells us, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, divers kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally or individually as He will. Now, you may not have all nine of these manifest in your life, but you ought to have some of them. You put us all together, all of them should be happening. You may have, you know, a manifestation of one or two more than you would. You might have one, a manifestation of one particular one time in your life and not again. But you might have three of the others manifested 400 times. Are you with me? Now, in talking about this, people have made these things completely spectacular. And because of that, folks are not expecting them and get to the place where they're not even desiring them. Don't know what they are. Don't know what to look for, what to expect. I know I did that with speaking in tongues. You've heard my testimony, but I over-spectacularized speaking in tongues. And for years was confused about it and didn't speak in tongues. In fact, I told my friends, I don't know how many people I told, well, now, if you ever hear me speaking in tongues, it won't be me. Well, that's ignorance, foolishness, but I didn't know any better. I kept thinking, you know, well, the Holy Ghost is just going to take me over and make me speak. I'm over-spectacularizing it. Do you understand what I mean by that? over spectacularizing. Now, there are some things, manifestations of the Spirit, that are spectacular. Don't misunderstand. But a whole lot of it is not nearly as spectacular as some people think for. In fact, when it happens, it can seem very familiar to you. And it should, because that's the same Spirit who lives in you 24/7. You should be familiar with Him. I know when I did finally speak in tongues, I stopped when I realized I really was speaking in tongues. I thought, I could have done this 5 years ago. But I thought wrong. I kept making it hard. I kept making it spectacular. Now, the same thing is true. A word of knowledge can be spectacular, but at the same time, it can come to you almost like a thought. You just know it. Are y'all with me now?
Yes.
We need to be aware of this with every one of these. I've had working of miracles happen in my ministry. I've had gifts of healings manifest in my ministry. And so many times it happens so quick and so effortlessly on my part, you just kind of shake your head. I know I laid hands on a woman that had a big growth on her wrist right here. Stuck up, I don't know, inch or so. And I laid hands on her. We cursed it and commanded it to go. And when I took my hand off, it was gone. Her skin was just as smooth as though it had never been. In fact, I had to check myself, was it really there? Because faster than you could blink your eyes, this happens many times. This has happened so many times in this church that people thought they had a problem and then they believed and prayed and it wasn't there. So they decided, well, never was there. Yeah, it was there.
Yeah.
It's just gone now.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Now, if the Lord ministers to you, healing by definition is recovery of the body from a diseased or damaged condition. And the Bible talks about people that recovered, began to amend. They started getting better, and over a period of hours or days or whatever, they got well. Well, that's healing. And there is no such thing as an intelligent person that doesn't believe in healing. Well, I know some people. Now, you don't know of any intelligent people that don't believe in healing. Now, if you run across somebody that tries to tell you, I don't believe in healing, I don't believe in healing, you say, well, did you ever scrape your knee? Did you ever cut your hand? They might say, oh, yeah, just, last month I fell down and I scraped my knee and well, let me see it. Oh, no, it's healed up. It's what? It's what? Thought you didn't believe in that. Oh, no, now you know what I'm talking about. No, I don't. It all comes from the same source.
That's right. Amen.
God has put a certain amount of it in the healing body, saved and unsaved folks. He just made us that way for maintenance and repair. Aren't you thankful that you got some healing in your body all the time? How many have healed up from something? I mean, scrapes and scratches and even broken bones and all kinds of stuff. You healed up.
Amen.
You healed up. Well, friends, where that healing came from, there's a lot more. I said there's a lot more. The Lord can increase the measure of healing working in a human body. In fact, we always, anytime somebody has any kind of a procedure or any kind of a surgery, anything like that, we pray that the Lord would direct and guide the doctor's eyes and minds and hands and keep them back from making mistakes and help them to do perfect work. And, first of all, you want to be led that if you should have it or not. But if you got that settled, that you are supposed to do it, and the Lord meets you where you are, then you pray that, but you don't stop there. Then you say, Lord, we ask you to speed up the healing process afterwards. Normally it'd take you so long to heal up, but God can crank it up. He can turn up the healing power that's working in your body, and what might take 6 weeks could be done in 2 weeks. We've seen it again and again and again. We've heard physicians and we've heard nurses and people say, man, that's just amazingly fast. Man, you have healed up fast. And what do we say?
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
You don't just go, well, yeah, I have an amazing metabolism. My body's really something. Oh, come on now. Come on. You didn't create yourself. You didn't make yourself. It's God. But now here, God can turn up the healing power so high until it's done instantaneously. And that's when you see some of these miracles. It's not just a healing. Now you see it, now you don't. Miracles. How many believe God can do miracles and He still does miracles? Yes, He does. Believe for it. Believe for it. We've seen a number of things like that. I've seen deaf ears open just like that. I've seen broken bones put back together. I laid hands one time on a man. He was a physician. He was a very accomplished physician himself. And he had broken his foot. He was there actually to be delivered from chemical addiction. Like so many physicians, staying up all these crazy hours and pushing himself and all these drugs so readily accessible, he'd started taking stuff to keep him awake, taking stuff to go to sleep, and he had gotten addicted and was really in trouble with it. Well, the Lord broke that from off him when we prayed for him, but he jumped up to praise the Lord, and he had a broken foot. He had a cast, a temporary cast. He was going to go back later and have to operate on it and then put a what they call a permanent cast on it and wear it for weeks. But he jumped up and came back down on that broke foot. And it was instantly healed.
Amen.
He's a doctor. He ought to know. He took it off right there in the service and looked at it. Had everybody, I saw it before. It was swelled three times this size. All the swelling was gone. No pain. He came back the next day with a shoe on. Never had to have anything done to it. Well, that's a work in the miracles. Isn't that a miracle? Not just recovery. Well, God can do all these things. And these are different ways the Holy Spirit moves and manifest Himself. Should we desire these things?
Yes.
Does it make any difference if we desire them or not?
Yes.
Hmm? Should we desire to see more miracles?
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
Should we hunger for it?
Yes.
Should we covet it earnestly? Would it make a difference?
Yes.
Would it make a difference if just half of Faith Life Church came in every time at the service, and not just in the service, but all through the week, everywhere you went, and at home, you're just hungry, hungry, hungry to see the Holy Ghost move?
Yes.
Would it make a difference?
Yes.
Would we have more of this?
Yes.
I told Phyllis, just this past week, I have already noticed an increase in my life in the Word of Knowledge. Just these past couple of weeks. Does it make a difference if we desire these things? Would we have more of it if we desired them more?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Revelation Gift Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304F. That's R1304F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.